Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 15 lines from the top. In our previous shiur, we had made mention that the mitzvah of lulav on the first day of Sukkot is midoraisa, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of lulav was fulfilled 7 days. But outside, in the area we called gvulin, gvulin is a term meaning that which is outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah commands us to do the mitzvah of lulav on the first day of Sukkot. The Gemara picks up with that point. The isei min hator begvulin minolan. From where do we know that the mitzvah of lulav is midoraisos, from the Torah outside of the Beis HaMikdash with regard to the first day of Sukkot? The arrow that you see to the left hand side of the Gemara text aligns this with that which was mentioned earlier, where the Gemara said Rishon diisei min hator begvulin lo gazu burabonon. That was in the context of our discussion about taking the lulav on Shabbos, which coincides with the first day of Sukkot. And the Gemara mentioned that under such circumstances, so the rabbinic gezera of Rabbah had mentioned Shema Yaveinu Arba Amos Bishus Rabim doesn't apply when the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. So our Gemara continues. Disanya, we have a Tanaic source, and the Gemara here is quoting the Pasuk from Vayikra Perik Chav Gimel Pasuk Mem. On the side, we've written the entire Pasuk. Maybe you're familiar with the beginning of the Pasuk. It says, Ulekachtem lochem b'yom harishon pri eitz hador, kapois tomorrow vanaf eitz avos v'arve nochal. The Pasuk tells us that on the first day you shall take the 4 minim that constitute the 4 plants that constitute the mitzvah of lulav. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem elokechem shivas yomim. The end of the pasuk makes reference to rejoicing for 7 days. So the Braisa mentions ulekachtem shetei lekicho biyad kol echod veechod. The Torah expects every individual to fulfill the mitzvah. It's not a communal mitzvah per se that one person does it for everybody, but everyone takes his own lulav. Lochem, that is from the pasuk. Mishel lochem means it must be your own. The lulav that you take must be something you own. Lahotzi, to the exclusion of it, a shol v'sa gozel. Shol is that which is borrowed, gozel that which is stolen. Bayom, the pasuk says bayom harishon. So bayom vafilu b'shabbos means the first day of Sukkot, whatever it may be, even on Shabbos. The pasuk says harishon, but we're darshaning the basic word rishon, and that means afilu begvulin, on the first day of Sukkot, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to the Beis HaMikdash itself, where it's a 7-day mitzvah. The Rashi explains regarding this particular drosha, rishonat begvulin. Rashi, a few lines down from here, says lav mivuyadorish. He's not darshaning the word from as a riboy, as something to include. Elo ulekachtem biyom rishon velo pirish mikdash. The simple translation of the pasuk is you shall take on the first day of Sukkot, and it doesn't say in the Beis HaMikdash. It's open. Mashma filu begvulin. So that implies even outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's no limitation regarding the first day of Sukkot. The pasuk says horishon. The hay is also part of that word, and the hay, horishon, is a limitation expression. It's a mi'ut. melamed she'eino doche elo yom tov horisham bilvad. This tells us that the power of lulav to override Shabbos, that's only with regard to the first day of Sukkot, when Shabbos coincides with the first day of Sukkot. Omar Mar, and the Gemara now quotes that which we said in the source, Bayom Vafilu B'Shabbos. The Torah is saying that you do the lulav even on Shabbos. So what that suggests is that there's some aspect of lulav that if the Pasuk didn't say this, you would not be allowed to do it on Shabbos. So, Michti, let's look into the mitzvah. Tiltul bi'almahu. The mitzvah of lulav is mere movement, mean picking up the lulav. Movement of it. Now, movement of an item is not a malacha. It's not a prohibited activity that the Torah needs to come and say it's okay to do it. It's true that the concept of tiltul appears in the realm of muktzah, which is a rabbinic concept, but naturally the Torah isn't coming to say you can do something that the rabbis prohibit. When the Torah was given, the rabbinic additions were never weren't known to begin with. So the Torah isn't coming to allow something that wasn't even forbidden. So what exactly are we being matir, are we allowing to be done about concerning the lulav, that I need a pasuk to say you can do it? It's certainly not the picking up of the lulav to fulfill the mitzvah. So as the Gemara goes on to say, reading the phrase again, michti tiltul bi'amahu, itzderich kro the mishri tiltul, do you need a pasuk to allow movement? Of course you don't need the pasuk to allow it. It's obvious that tiltul is allowed from the Torah standpoint. Omar Rava, loy nitzrucha elo lemachshire lulav v'aliba dahai tana. I need the pasuk to allow the preparatory stages of the mitzvah of lulav, and in line with the following tana, the sanya, the Braiso says, and you find this also in Maseches Shabbos, lulav v'chol machshirav doichin es haShabbos divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The lulav and all that is needed in preparation of the mitzvah are doche Shabbos. And that includes even cutting the lulav from a palm tree, and the tying together of the minim, the different species. Cutting is an iser doraisa, is an iser of ktsira, of harvesting, of cutting something from where it grows. Tying is an iser of kosher, of binding things together. Those are malachas. So the Torah is saying, according to this approach taken by Rabbi Eliezer, that by Yom HaRishon, on the first day of Sukkot, if you don't have a prepared lulav, you can do whatever it takes to prepare the lulav, even if it involves doing malachos of Shabbos. So there you obviously need the Torah to allow, to tell you that the preparation of the lulav will supersede the halachos of Shabbos. Without the pasuk, you wouldn't think to do those activities. My time under Rebbe Eliezer, what is the basis of Rebbe Eliezer? And by the way, Rebbe Eliezer is a lone opinion. The Rabbonon argue with him. So what's the basis of Rebbe Eliezer? Omar Kro Bayom, Vafilu B'Shabbos. The Torah says, Uvlekachtem Lochem Bayom Harishon. Bayom means on the day. Which day? Any day, even if that any day which is that first day, even if it happens to be Shabbos. For Rabbonon Hai Bayom Hai Avdilei, the Rabbonon, what do they do with the word Bayom? They do not agree that Bayom means Afilu B'Shabbos. So what is the significance of saying Bayom? Miboy Alei, the Rabbonon need Bayom to tell me Bayom V'lo Balaylo, that the mitzvah of Lulav is by day and not by night. And here, for this section of Gemara, it's a brief section, but we nevertheless included a top, no say, a subtopic heading, Minayin de Lulav Noeg Rak Bayom. From where do we know that the Lulav is applicable only by day? Now, the reason we assigned a top, no say, for this section, because we want to contrast this with the section of Gemara a little bit later, where the Gemara deals with minayin de sukkah noyeg bein bayom bein balayla. So lulav will stand in contrast to sukkah. Where do we know that lulav is only by day? So the Rabbana know that from the word bayom. For Rebbe Eliezer bayom v'lo balayim enole, and Rebbe Eliezer, who used the word bayom already for machshire lulav doichenes haShabbos, for the preparatory stages of the lulav are going to supersede Shabbos. Where does Rebbe Eliezer know by day and not by night? Answer: nafka le miseifa dekra. He learns it from the continuation, from the end of that very same pasuk. And it says there, and you can see we've included this on the side of the Gemara, in Pasuk Mem, at the end of the Pasuk says, Usmachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. Yomim velo, leilos yomim, as far as Rebbe Eliezer is concerned, means daytime and not at night. The Rabbanan, why don't they use that as their source for day and not night? Ime hasam, had I had the yomim Pasuk, avi amino, I would have thought, Leilif yomim yomim misukkah. I would have thought to learn a gzeres shava, a word comparison to the topic of sukkah. Ma lahalon yomim v'afilu leilos. Just like by sukkah, it's by day and by night. Afkan, I would have thought, but it's by lulav, nami yomim v'afilu leilos. Therefore, they didn't want to use, the Rabbanan don't want to use the word yomim, and opt rather for the word bayom, mean by day and not by night. The sukkah gufa minolon, sukkah itself, where do I know that it is by day and by night? And as we indicated before, that's the topic the Gemara will deal with now. Before we go on with the source, we're going to see in this source, the sukkah is our unknown. There are going to be two topics that might shed light on the sukkah. One topic is called Miluim. This was the 7 days that led up to the consecration of the Mishkan in the Midbar, and the Torah commands that the Kohen doesn't leave the Mishkan or the Ohel Moed for 7 days. He doesn't leave the Mishkan for 7 days during that consecration period, the 7 day period leading up to the opening, so to speak, of the Mishkan, which was on the first of Nisan. So for the 7 days we call the days of Miluim, they are the Kohanim were instructed to remain there and not leave it. So the Miluim represents Yoim and Laila, day and night, 7 full 24-hour periods. Lulav, on the other hand, we have already shown, is by yom and not by laila. So what about sukkah? That's going to be the issue. Now, we mentioned, as a matter of fact, but we didn't cite the source, that sukkah is something that is practiced day and night. So where do we know that from? So the Gemara continues, Detonu Rabbanan, Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yomim. The Torah says you shall dwell in your sukkah 7 days. Yomim ve'afilu leilos. Yomim implies day and even night. Atoimer yomim ve'afilu leilos elo yomim ve'lo leilos. You say it means day and night. Maybe it is only day and not night. V'din hu. Din indicates through logic we can conclude. Through comparison, we can conclude, Nemar kan yomim. Now, if you're following the Gemara text, you'll notice that we have a lot of markings here. These markings are not structural markings in the Gemara marking sense, but rather they're markings for the purpose of imposing the Bach's girsa. The Bach is a commentary that often upgrades the text in terms of the text version. So in our Gemara, we're going to be using the Bach's reading, and therefore you have a double star at this point. So you skip down a couple lines, you see the continuation of the reading. So we just said dinhu dinemar kan yomim, and then we skip down dinemar b'miluim yomim. It says by sukkah yomim, and it says by miluim the word yomim. Ma lahalon But just like there by the miluim, yomim vafilu leilos, so to afkan, yomim vafilu leilos. So to by the sukkah, it will be 7 days and nights. And we read the phrase we wrote in above line out based on the Bach, oiklach lederech zu, or go this way. Nemar kan yomim, and we go up to the where the star is above. We have brackets there. Venemar lahalon yomim. That means, and it says by lulav also the word yomim. Ma lahalon yomim velo leilos. Just like there by lulav, it's day and not night. Af kan, maybe by sukkah, yomim velo leilos. It's day and not night. So as far as we are concerned at this point, we don't know which way to go. We have a little chart on the side. We have sukkah with the question mark, and above it you have miluim telling me yom v'layla, and on the other hand you've got lulav telling me only by day. So how do I conclude the sukkah issue? We continue. There's a little note, a little triangle. If you skip down 3 lines, the beginning of the line, nireh l'midomeh. So now that we say scripturally, using the word yomim, we didn't make any progress, because you find yomim by miluim and you find yomim by lulav, both leading to different conclusions. So we have to apply an additional form of logic, and that's to compare. Let's see to which one we can compare the sukkah. Donin davar shemitzvaso kol hayoyim. Let us learn sukkah, which is a not a one-time act, but it's an ongoing type mitzvah. Midavar shemitzvaso kol hayoyim. Learn it from miluim, which is an ongoing command to be in the Mishkan for an entire day periods. V'al yochiach davar shemitzvaso sho'achas, and don't allow lulav, which is a one moment type mitzvah. It's just as you pick it up, that's it. It's an instant type mitzvah. So sukkah is not an instant type mitzvah. Sukkah involves dwelling in the sukkah. That in that respect, it's more similar to miluim. So let us learn from miluim the time frame of sukkah and conclude its day and night, just like the miluim. Oy klach l'derech zu, or maybe we go this way. Donin davar shemitzvasu l'doros, mi davar shemitzvasu l'doros. Let us learn sukkah, which is a continuous mitzvah through the generations. From lulav, which is also a mitzvah binding upon the generations. V'al yochichu miluim she'eno hagin l'doros, and we should not let miluim, which was a one-time in history kind of mitzvah. It's not something that's binding upon subsequent generations. And if we follow this approach, then I'm going to be learning sukkah from lulav, in so far as they both are mitzvah l'doros, and conclude that sukkah is only a daytime mitzvah. So, once again, if you're going to try to compare sukkah through logic to these mitzvahs, miluim and lulav, I again will not know which way to go. Talmud Lomar, the Gemara continues at the top of Omid Beis, Teshvu, Teshvu, L'gzeiro Shava. We use a word comparison where you find in both topics the word Teshvu. You have it by Sukkah and by Miluim. Ne'mar kan Teshvu, v'ne'mar b'miluim Teshvu. It says by Miluim, the word Teshvu. It says there, in fact, Teshvu yoimam v'layla. Ma lahalon yomim vafilu leilos. Just like there, by the miluim, it's day and night, as the pasuk itself says. Afkan, so too by sukkah, it's going to be yomim vafilu leilos. The pasuk by the miluim was quoted by Rashi on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. In Dibur HaMasa Miluim, Rashi says, U'pesach omay teshvu yomim v'layla. So at this point then, we complete the Braisa and we have our source for sukkah being a mitzvah that applies day and night. Arova Shiva Ketzad. The Mishnah mentioned that the mitzvah of Arova is a 7-day mitzvah. For those who are first-time listeners, bear in mind that when we speak about the mitzvah of Arova, this was a mitzvah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Later, the Gemara deals with what's the basis, what's the source of that mitzvah, but the Mishnah made reference to Arava being a 7-day mitzvah, and the Mishnah said that it will turn out to be a 7-day mitzvah if the 7th day of Sukkot comes out on a Shabbos. On the side of the Gemara, we have our topic heading, where we've written, Shvi'i shel Arava b'Shabbos, the 7th day of Arava, which is the 7th day of Sukkot, that comes out on Shabbos. Number one, Bizman HaMikdash, and number two, Bizman HaZeh. When we speak about Bizman HaZeh, we also have the vestiges of the mitzvah of Arava on Hoshana Rabbah. And maybe most of you are familiar with that on Hoshana Rabbah, as part of the morning prayer service, in the Musaf davening of Hoshana Rabbah, we take an Arava and we hold it and recite passages that have to do with prayer for rain, and then the practice is to beat the Arava on the floor several times. This is Arava Bizman HaZeh. We continue now in the Gemara. Arava Shiva Ketzad. Arava B'Shvi Mai Taimo Dachya Shabbos. The Mishnah mentions that if the 7th day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, so you will do the Arava then, as well as the previous 6 days. So, why is it that when the 7th day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, are they going to do the mitzvah of Arava? Amar Rav Yochanan, kidei lefarsamo shehi min haTorah, to make it known that it is a mitzvah from the Torah. In other words, if you're doing it on Shabbos, it must be a very serious type matter. And Rashi adds, since it's not mefurash, it's not so explicit in the Torah, so we do something to show that it has a Torah basis, even though it's something that is not explicit but needs to be derived. The Gemara asks, Ihachi. And you notice the use of this double underline will appear in the next several lines of Gemara. So we have a note indicating this simen is a sidra shokushos levarer arova b'shvi maitai modach yeshabbos. A series of questions that all revolve around this issue of clarifying that arova on the 7th day is doicha Shabbos, and why is it doicha Shabbos? So the Gemara continues. Ihachi, if this is the consideration by the Arava of lefarsam shemin haTorah, lulav nami lidchi kedei lefarsam shehu min haTorah. Let lulav be taken on Shabbos so as to make it known that it is from the Torah. And Rashi adds, very importantly, lulav nami lidchu b'shar yomim b'mikdash, the lulav on the other days of Sukkot, other than the first day, lulav, all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash was a mitzvah from the Torah. So Rashi's explaining. So lulav, even if it's not the first day coinciding with Shabbos, but any day that Shabbos falls out with regard to Sukkot, they should take the lulav. Kivei lefarsam shu min haTorah kol shiva. D'ha lo mifrusha behedya d'iko lemiti. Ulameimar dahai usmachtem lifnei Hashem shivas yomim lav simcha lulav simchas lulav kamar. The pasuk says usmachtem lifnei Hashem shivas yomim. It doesn't say explicitly that that's a reference to the lulav. It's true that it's found in the pasuk concerning lulav, but it's not explicit in that phrase. So there's room to think that it's not referring to the lulav. Therefore, since you have something, you have this element of something not explicit, just like we said by the arava, it wasn't explicit, so to here, you have this element of not being explicit, so have the lulav taken in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days, even when the first day is not Shabbos, and Shabbos comes out in the middle. The Gemara responds, Lulav gzeira mishum derabo. As far as lulav is concerned, we explained in our previous shiur, we mentioned at the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that there is a fear that if we allow the lulav to be done, they're going to carry it in a public thoroughfare or change from one domain to another, which is forbidden on Shabbos, and therefore they ruled not to take the lulav on Shabbos. Ihachi, if that's the case, arava nami nigzar. So there should be a restriction concerning the arava as well. If the kedei lefarsamo consideration is not strong enough to block the gzeira, but rather the gzeira is the overruling force, why not say the same thing by the arava, that we impose the gzeira of what's called the gzeira derab, of not to take it on Shabbos because you might come to carry it from one domain to another. The Gemara says, listen, by the arava you don't have the same fear. Arava shluchei based in maisi law lulav lakol masur. The arava, there was much less fear of someone coming to violate the rules of hoitzah, of carrying it from one domain to another, because it was under the charge of the agents of the court, the shluchei based in. There was much more diligence and care on their part, as opposed to lulav, which was a public mitzvah. Everyone did the mitzvah of lulav. So therefore, in the case of lulav, there was need to take preemptive measures. The Gemara continues, Ihachi, if so, that by arava there is no need to make the gezeira the rabba of restricting it on Shabbos, because it's shulchei basin that we're in charge of it, kol yoima nami lidchi. Any time that Shabbos falls out, even if it's not the seventh day, why does the Mishnah tell us that only if the seventh day of Sukkot would they take the Arava on Shabbos? Take the Arava in the Beis HaMikdash on any day that Shabbos may fall out. You said there's no fear of them coming to carry it in the public domain. So the Gemara says the reason we don't say that is Osi Lefikpuki Belulav. People are going to come to question and treat lightly the mitzvah of lulav. Rashi explains across from here, Rashi Lefikpuki Belulav, the Zuzule Belulav, to be mezazel, to treat lulav cheaply. Mishum de lo dochi belulav elo b'chad yoma. If we were to say, like was suggested, we would find that lulav is doiche only when it comes out, when Shabbos comes out on the first day. Veha, the arava, dochi kol yoma. And according to the suggestion, arava is doiche Shabbos any day that Shabbos falls out. And what's going to be the result? Osi lemeimar, people will say lulav lav mitzvah chashuvahi. Lulav is not an important mitzvah. So we are interested in defending the honor of the mitzvah of lulav. Therefore, we do not allow the arava to be taken any day that Shabbos happens to fall out. Question: V'lichi b'yom tov rishon, the arava is doicha Shabbos, but we said in the Mishnah only when Shabbos comes out on the seventh day. Let arava be doicha when Shabbos comes out on the first day instead of the seventh day. The Gemara says no. La lo mucha milsa. It's not going to be obvious that we're superseding Shabbos in favor of the because of the arava. Amri, people will think lulav hu dekodochi, that the reason it's being taken is because it's part of the mitzvah of lulav. As you know, the lulav has together with it arovis. So Rashi says lav mucha milsa demishum arovahu demefarsim shimin haTorah. It's not, people will, if you're saying that you're going to do the arov on the first day of Sukkot that comes out on Shabbos, people aren't going to think that I'm emphasizing the mitzvah of arava to show that it is min haTorah. The amri mishum de nitno litchos eitzel lulav litchos eitzel af eitzel arava. People will think that the reason I'm taking the arava on Shabbos, if we're saying the first day of Sukkot that comes out of Shabbos, people will think it's because Shabbos was already superseded for the benefit of the lulav, so the arava is drawn along. The ikur mishum lulav, who people will think that the basic reason for Shabbos being overridden is because of the lulav, and I'm not going to accomplish the goal of being mefarsem that arova also is min haTorah. Question: V'litchi b'chad mehanoch? Let the arova supersede Shabbos when Shabbos comes out on one other day. Why specifically the seventh day? Answer: Kevon de komafkis lo merishon uk mo ashvi. Since we removed it from the first day, and the reason we explained just before was because the first day were doiche Shabbos for the benefit of lulav, and we wouldn't have accomplished our goal had we taken the arova at that point. So we removed it from the first day and set it up on the seventh day. The seventh day is what Rashi calls, it's another definitive day. We speak about definitive days, we speak about the beginning or the end. So with regard to the arova, the beginning first day was not an option, so we set it up at another definitive day, the last day. The Gemara asks, I hochi, ho'idno nami lidchi. Ho'idno means nowadays, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We take the Arava one day. We mentioned that in our introductory remarks. Let the Lulav, let the Arava be Doche Shabbos nowadays. Let us look at the Rashi, Ho'idno Nami. Rashi we're looking at a few lines down from here. The Achar Churban. The Avdinon Arova Chad Yoma. Nowadays that we practice the Arova one day, Kidamrinon the Kamon, Minig Neviim Hi, Bigvulin, Kevon the Lekola Mechash Midi. Since there is nothing to worry about, Lidchi Bishviv, Yitluvi Chabtua Shluchei Beistin. Let the Arova be taken on Shabbos, coming out on the seventh day, by court agents. Lefarsim Oshiba Mikdash Minatorah. To make it be known that it's min haTorah, it was min haTorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Sharei lo gozru lo b'shvi, we saw earlier that the gzera of you might come to carry it was not said when it came out on the when Shabbos came out on the seventh day. U'l'achar churban mi gozru alei, and after the churban Beis HaMikdash, so who imposed the gzera? In my estimation, the heart of this question is the fact that, as Rashi says, court agents are the ones that would be doing the mitzvah. Not to be confused with what our actual practice is, that everyone takes the arava nowadays. So when the Gemara is asking this question, let the arava be doiche Shabbos nowadays, when the seventh day of Sukkot comes out on a Shabbos, it once again is based on the assumption that shluchei based in the court agents are the ones that are going to be taking the arova and doing the mitzvah with it. We have a note, and on the side you see we have a little star, he'ora. Ad mem dalet amud aleph. Ad gemora dona barova bizman hazeh. The Gemara will be preoccupied with the issue of the arova nowadays. Me'achar shunimsa l'shluchei beisdin. Once we make this assumption that it's given to the court agents, it's put in their charge. Loma lo notlin oisoi b'shabbos. Why is it not practiced on Shabbos? Pitaron she'elo zu tolui b'she'el acheres. The solution to this question is dependent on another question. Mahi mitzvah sarova. What is the nature of this mitzvah? Is it, there are two possibilities, litlo biyad ulesoivev hamizbeach beregel? Is it a mitzvah where the arova was taken by hand and the performers of the mitzvah would circumlocute the mizbeach by foot, and the acharkach Lizkoif b'tzidei hamizbeach, and then to stand up the aravas on the sides of the mizbeach. Oi, Lizkei for Arabas al Sidam is Beach Bilvad, Bilnoi Hakofa Beregel. Or is the mitzvah simply to stand the Arava branches by the side of the Mizbeach without any circumlocution, without any walking around the Mizbeach? On Daf, Mem Hei Omed Aleph, you see a Mishnah, and there the Mishnah opens up with Mitzvah Arava Ketzad, how is the mitzvah of Arava done? And it says in the Mishnah, Boing v'zoikfin oison b'tzidem mizbeach. The Mishnah itself speaks about the Arava being stood up on the sides of the mizbeach. Tosfos there on Daf Mem Hei points out that the standing up, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, Haynu l'achas shekifu apam achas l'mandam arava b'netila. The fact that the Mishnah says that was stood up, the Arava branches were stood up by the sides of the Mizbeach, is not necessarily exclusive of the suggestion that they would walk around, parade around the Mizbeach, holding the Aravas. You can see that we have a long marking, a long dashed line, and this is to indicate the length of this discussion. So our Gemara opens up with the question of why then nowadays do we not see Arava being Doiche Shabbos on the seventh day of Sukkot, when Shabbos coincides with the seventh day of Sukkot. On the side, under our Mivneh heading, the house shape appears, Sidra Shel Tshuvos L'She'ela Ho'idno Litchi. These house markings are answers to the question of why is it that we don't Doiche Shabbos for the sake of the Arava nowadays? So notice throughout the Omid, you have the house markings, they appear in different sections of the Gemara. Take note of that. In fact, three lines from the bottom, you'll see another house marking. So these are designed to answer this question of Ho'idno Nami Litri. Notice we squiggle underline the question in the Gemara, Ihoch Ho'idno Nami Litri. The same marking, three lines from the bottom, is marked the same way for this purpose, to create the continuity or the connection between the issues. The Gemara. Omar, so Gemara answers, Anan lo yadinon bekivua diarcha. The reason that we don't have an Arava practice nowadays is because we don't know if the seventh day of Sukkot is the actual seventh day, because of our doubt concerning the actual establishment of Rosh Chodesh. Since Rosh Chodesh was established in Jerusalem, it took time for that information of when the new month was established. We're talking, of course, before printed calendars existed, and it was every new month was established by testimony of the appearance of the new phase of the moon to the court in Yerushalayim. And that information, till it reached Bavel, took quite a long time. So they were not sure that the seventh day of Sukkot, which is the 21st of Tishrei, is actually, when we in Bavel think it's the 21st of Tishrei, maybe it's not. Maybe it's only the 20th of Tishrei. And we're off by a day, so we can't allow Shabbos to be overridden on the basis of what's a doubt. Well, the Gemara asks, Inu diadi b'kivua diarcha litchi. They, in Eretz Yisrael, who knew when the new month was established, and when they reached the 21st of Tishrei, that is clearly the seventh day of Sukkot. And therefore, when the 21st of Tishrei coincides with a Shabbos, so the mitzvah of Arava should be done there in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara responds, Ki osa bar hadayo. When bar hadayo came, Omar, he said, lo ikla. It never comes out. The seventh day of Sukkot falling out on Shabbos just doesn't happen. Ki also Ravin, v'chol nechusi, when Ravin came, and all the nechusi, all the travelers came, amri ikla v'lo dochi. It does. The seventh day of Sukkot could fall out on a Shabbos, and we are not doche Shabbos for the sake of doing the Arova. V'yala kashya, well then, why not? Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef explains, you want to know why it's not doche Shabbos nowadays? Man le molon, the Arova v'netila. Who is to say that the Arova is a mitzvah that's performed or fulfilled by taking it and walking around with it? Dilma bezikifa. Maybe the mitzvah of Arova is exclusively standing up Arova branches around the sides of the Mizbeach. And since the entire mitzvah is purely Mizbeach related, therefore, there is nothing really for us nowadays without the Mizbeach to be doing. Rashi, further down in the Rashi commentary, he says, Dilma v'zikifa, lohoyunot l'nosa biyad. They didn't take the Arava to begin with by hand. Elazoykven oison b'tzide Mizbeach l'chud. All that was done was it was stood up on the sides, by the sides of the Mizbeach. They were lean. We're talking about long Arava branches that were stood up by the sides of Zeke Nistam Asisin, as the Mishnah teaches. V'hashtoleko Mizbeach hecha nizkifa. Nowadays there's no Mizbeach, so where are we going to stand it up? Esve Abaye. Notice the triangle here and the next one, and we have a later on as well, on the side under our Mivneh heading. The Mishulashim, we've written HaMishulashim, Sidra Shel Kushos, Shel Al Hadea, Shel Mitzvah Sarava Rak B'Zikifa. These are questions challenging what Rav Yosef just suggested. He just suggested that the Mitzvah of Arava involves standing long Arava branches by the sides of the Mizbeach, and that's it. No parading around with the Arava beforehand. Of course, this discussion implies that if the mitzvah of Arava involved parading around with them, that is something that we also could do. But if the mitzvah was simply standing it around, leaning it on the sides of the mizbeach, then that leaves nothing for us really to do, and certainly to suggest that it should be doiche Shabbos. Esve Abaye, Lulav Arava Shisha V'Shiva. The Mishnah taught that the mitzvah of Lulav Arava can be 6 days and 7 days. My Lav Kilulav. Is it not then that Arava is parallel to Lulav? Ma Lulav Benetila, just like the Lulav involves picking it up and holding it Af Arava Benetila, so too the mitzvah Arava involves the holding of it, holding and walking around with it. The Gemara says no. Meet the Iria. Who says that is conclusive, that you are to compare the two? Ha'kedi isay, each one as it is. Esve Abaye. B'chol yom, Abaye again challenges the suggestion of Rav Yosef that the mitzvah of Arava is only b'zikifa. It says, B'chol yom mekifin es ha-mizbeach pa'amachas, v'oysa yom sheva pa'amim. Every day, mekifin has to do with surrounding the Mizbeach, and on the it was every day once, and on the seventh day of Sukkot, seven times. Now, if you're talking about doing something seven times, it indicates that they are marching around with it, around the Mizbeach seven times. My Lav Barova. When it says in this source, it says every day they would walk around the Mizbeach every day once, and on the seventh day seven times. Is that not referring to the Arava? No, it's not referring to the Arava whatsoever. Belulav. They would walk around the Mizbeach with their lulav. And Rashi says, Lo, belulav, mekifim, la'achar shizokfu ha'arava soviv ha'mizbeach. They would walk around the Mizbeach with their lulav after they stood the Arava branches leaning them along around the sides of the Mizbeach. The Gemara asks on Rav Yosef, it asks for Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabo Bar Avua Bar Rava. Rav Nachman says that they would march around the Mizbeach with the Arava. Omar Le, Rav Yosef says, Hu Omar Loch Bar Rava Vano, Amina Belulov. He, Rav Nachman, is a colleague of mine. He's my equal. So he has his opinion that they would walk around with the Arava, and I say no. I say they marched around with the Lulav. There's a bracketed section, after which you see again a triangle. The reason for the brackets is indicated by the note on the side. Within the brackets, Od Amoroyim Shecholkim. There are other Amoraic opinions that participate in this machlokas, the marching around, was it with the lulav or with the arava? So there are a list of names and their respective shitas. Let's go through the brackets, that having been said, but realizing that after the brackets, the triangle will again be challenging Rav Yosef's contention that the arava was only bezekifa. In the brackets, Itmar, Rav Elazar, Omer Belulav, Rav Shmuel Bar Nosson, Omar, Rav Chanina Bar Rava. Again, that machlokas, regarding the Makifin. We continue with more shitas. V'chein Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabo Bar Avua Bar Rava. Omar Le Rava Le Rav Yitzchok Rei De Rabo Bar Chana. Rava addresses Rav Yitzchok and he tells him Bar Uriah. It's an expression, a complimentary expression, meaning smart one or wise person. Ta V'eim Aloch Milsim Alisa. I want to tell you a great thing, to have the Omar Avuch, that your father used to say. So Rava is reporting to Rav Yitzchok what Rava Bar Chana used to say. And what did Rava Bar Chana say? Ha Disnan, the Tanaic source that says, that every day they surrounded the Mizbeach once, and on the seventh day, seven times. Hochi Omar Avuch Mishmei de Rebbe Lozar, Belulav. Rabba Bar Chana quoted Rebbe Elazar, says that surrounding that makifin, that was the marching around the mizbech, was done with the lulav. So as we said before, you see in this section quite a controversy over how to explain the Tanaic source that said makifin. Is makifin with the lulav or is it with the arava? Esvei, here we have a Tanaic source, and this source is going to appear to be conclusive that the lulav, the arava in the Beis Hamikdash was not only standing it up by the sides, and that will represent then a challenge to Rav Yosef, a refutation of Rav Yosef. The word that is going to be the clue or the proof to this will appear toward the end of the source. You can see we've dashed underlined the word shechibutuha, shechibut arava doiches haShabbos. Let's see the whole source. Esvei lulav doiches haShabbos b'tchiloso ve'arava b'sofo. Lulav is supersedes Shabbos when Shabbos is on the first day of Sukkot, and arava supersedes Shabbos when Shabbos is on the seventh day of Sukkot. Pam achas chal shvi shel arava liyos b'shabbos. It happened that shvi of arava, the seventh day of Sukkot, came out on a Shabbos. Ve'hevi'u murbios shel arava me'er of Shabbos. Murbios are, growths or plants or branches. Rashi uses the term netios. We'll say arava branches were brought on Friday to the Beis Hamikdash. Let's read that line again. Ve'viu murbios shel arava me'er of Shabbos. They brought arava branches on Friday. Ve'nichu ba'azora, and they placed them in the temple courtyard, in the Beis Hamikdash courtyard. Ve'kiru behen baitusin. Baitusin were a group of called dissenters, rebels, people that were Jewish but did not accept the Torah Shebaal Peh. They were practitioners, we'll say, of that which is written in the Chumash, in the Torah, the written Torah, but not beyond that. So these Baitusim noticed the Aravos, and we should point out that the mitzvah of Arava is not something that is explicit in the scriptures. Therefore, they questioned the mitzvah to begin with. They were skeptical and had their doubts about that mitzvah. So they saw the Aravas that were brought there on Friday. V'notlim v'kovshim tachas avonim. And they took the Aravas and covered them with stones. They hid them under stones. And what was their plan here? They knew that the Chachomim would not move stones on Shabbos. Stones are muktzah. L'mochar hikiru bohen amei oretz. On next day, on Shabbos day, the ignoramuses, the amoratsim, interesting group of people, they were not expert in the laws of tiltal, of moving muktzah, of the prohibition. And they were sympathizers with what the Rashi calls the Prushim, with the Rabbonim, or the Prushim, who stood in contradistinction to the Baitusin. The Amoratsim, even though they weren't learned, they were traditional rabbinic sympathizers. So the Amoratsim saw that the Aravas were covered with the stones, the Shomtu Mitachas Soavonim, they slipped out the Aravas from under the stones, and brought them Vevium HaKehanim. After the Amoratsim slipped out the Aravas, so the Kehanim then brought the Aravas Vezokfum Betzira Mizbeach, and they stood the Aravas on the sides of the Mizbeach. L'fisha'en Baitusim Moidim Shechibut Arava Doicha Es HaShabbos. This all came to be because the Baitusim don't acknowledge Chibut Arava as superseding Shabbos. Now here we have to see the Rashi. The Rashi, three lines from the bottom, Beviyum Kohenim Vezokfum, Av Yisrael Lo Hayah Nichnas Beinu L'Mizbeach. It required Kohanim to be in that area that's between the Ulam, the built, enclosed section of the Beis HaMikdash, and the altar, the Mizbeach that stood in the open-air courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah in Kalim mentions that there are different levels of sanctity, and starting from the land of Israel, leading up to Jerusalem, Temple Mount, and as you work in more inwards in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there are increasing levels of sanctity. And one of the elements of this increased level of sanctity is that the area between the altar and the ulam was an area that only Kohanim were allowed to be there. Hence the emphasis here is on the Kohanim taking the Aravas and placing them around the sides of the Mizbeach. But now, as we said earlier, the main word is what's this word, Shechibut. Umidiktoni Chibut Arava, from the fact that the term Chibut is used, Michlal de Biyad Noitlemoisom Nanamin, Ume Naaniim, Ume Kifinbo, this Chibut implies, the word implies, that they would take the Aravas by hand, shake the Aravas, and walk around the Mizbech, Ume Kifinbo, Akehanus, Mizbech, Raglam, Vi Achar Kach Zoikfin Oiso, and afterwards, the Aravas were stood up around the sides of the Mizbeach. So that we'll say that the source indicates that the Kohen came and stood the Aravas up around the sides of Mizbeach. That was after they marched around with the Aravas. Alma, we see from this, Benetilahi, that the Mitzvah Arava is not limited to standing them up around the sides of the Mizbeach, but it also involves netila, the taking of them in hand and marching around with them. Kufta. So this is a refutation of Rav Yosef. All right, that having been said, so then what was Rav Yosef's role originally? There was a house that introduced Rav Yosef almost halfway down. We're looking back up higher up on the Amud. He was coming to the answer to answer the question of why is Arava not Doiche Shabbos, but his answer falls away now. So the question then comes back: Ela Nidchu, let Arava nowadays be Doiche Shabbos. It's not a it's not a mitzvah that depends on the physical sides of the mizbeach alone. The Gemara answers, Kevon da'anan lo dachinon, since we in Bovel don't, we as a result of our not knowing kaviya diacha when the actual month, when the month actually began, and we could be off by a day, and what we think is the seventh day is not really the seventh day, but the sixth day, and it turns out that it's Shabbos. So I'm not going to take a chance and be doicha Shabbos on a doubt. So inhu nami lo dochu. So they in Eretz Yisrael also. Since in Bovel, we said they don't, they were not doicha because they don't know kviya diacha. So inu nami lo dochu, they too in Eretz Yisrael also are not going to have Shabbos superseded for the sake of the arava. Question: V'ho yom tov harishon de ledidon lo dochi uledidu dochi. What about the first day? We said in the context of the lulav on the first day, if the first day of Sukkot is a Shabbos, we take the lulav and we take it, that means in Eretz Yisrael they take it. Lididon means us, here in Bovel it's not doicha, and yet in Eretz Yisrael it is. The Gemara answers on the top of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Amri, Lididu Nami, Lo Dochi. Well, we have news for you, for them in Eretz Yisrael also. It will not be doicha. And Rashi explains, Nami Lo Dochi, Shalasus Yisrael Agudos Agudos. So as not to make the Jewish people appear as separate groups, some practicing one way and some practicing the other way. So what are we saying then? That in no place nowadays will Lulav be doicha Shabbos, even if the first day of Sukkot comes out on a Shabbos. The Gemara asks, V'elo kashya. Now this question, so you have a long question marking you see here, but this also is a throwback to Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. You'll notice if you have Mem Gimel Amud Aleph in front of you, you'll notice that the upper part, this is from, in effect, the before the beginning of today's shir, but just before we began today's shir, the Gemara had two Tanaic sources, and you can see there are diamonds introducing these two sources, and it was at that point in the Gemara that it was pointed out that in Bovel, since they don't know kaviyu diacha, when the month has been established, so they're not sure when that the first day is really the first day. They're not sure that the 15th of the month, which is officially the first day of Sukkot, is really the 15th. Maybe it's the 14th. So in Bovel, they didn't allow lulav to be doicha Shabbos. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara there said on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph that they do know kviya diacha. It is doicha, and the Gemara there says it is doicha in Hochinami, and then the Gemara cited two Tanaic sources, and diamond number two back there on Mem Gimel and Av said lebeis haknesses, they would bring their lulavim erev Shabbos to shuls, and the Gemara said that Tanaic source number two was bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim, when the beis hamikdash was no longer around, and it's referring to shuls in Eretz Yisrael. They would prepare their lulavim from Friday and take them on Shabbos, first day of Sukkot, in shuls in Eretz Yisrael. At this point in our Gemara, we're saying no, they don't do it in Bovel, and therefore they don't do it in Eretz Yisrael either. Well, then what about those sources? And back on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, V'yelo Kashyahani Tarti, and we're reading the Gemara here on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph at the top. What about the two sources? The Tanya Chado, one source says, Kolo Emelichim Es Lulavim Lara Bayis, that they would from Friday bring their Lulavim to the Beis Hamikdash of the Temple Mount. The Tanya Idach and the other source had said, the Beis Haknesses, they would bring their Lulavim on Friday, Erev Sukkot, to the Shuls. Umetart Sinon, and we answered, Kan Bizman She Beis Hamikdash Kayam. Source number one is talking about the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Source number two, Kan Bizman She'ein Beis Hamikdash Kayam. When the shuls are not, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they would bring the lulavim to the shuls in Eretz Yisrael. So we see that even nowadays, lulav is doicha Shabbos when it comes out on the first day of Sukkot. So that's against what we said just now here at the top. The Gemara says, Loi, Idi v'Idi b'zman shebeisimish kayam. Those two sources are talking about only at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Velo kashya. And there's still no contradiction between the two sources. Kan b'mikdash, kan b'gvulin. And by the way, we should point out that at the time of the Mikdash, it certainly was known when the Rosh Chodesh fell out, and the dates were very clear. If you look in the Rashi, on the third line from the top, Rashi says, "V'kulu bizman habayis dahavu kulu ba'oretz usmuchim liyos based in v'yoidim ema supa chodesh." So at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone was close to the Beis HaMikdash and knew when the month was established. So there were no doubts. So therefore, the two sources that spoke about Lulav being Doiches Shabbos were talking at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And yet, there's no contradiction. Kan by Mikdash, Kan by Gvulin, one source was referring, the source that said Molichen Esulvein Bahar Abayis was at the Beis HaMikdash, and the other source that said Beis HaKnesses was referring to the Shuls. Meaning the area outside the Beis HaMikdash, places further away. But again, we emphasize, I know we're sounding a little repetitious, but both sources were talking about the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash. But nowadays, like we answered at the top, since in Bavel, Lulav will not be Doiches Shabbos even if it comes out on the first day, so too in Eretz Yisrael. Even though in Eretz Yisrael, they know Kaviyah D'Archa. As we continue in the Gemara, we glance at the side where we have a Nosei Mivne heading. Because you'll notice a couple of diamonds appear shortly. These are tshuvos l'she'ela. They are answers to the question, Loma belula vavdinon zayin zecher l'mikdash ve'arova lo. Why is it that with regard to the lulav outside of the Beis HaMikdash, when only one day is required from the Torah, but yet we do it 7 days to recount that which was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And when it comes to the Arava, we celebrate the Arava, or we practice the Arava only one day when it too was done 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Why the difference? The Gemara. Omale Abaye L'Rabo. My Shna Lulav, what is different about the Lulav, the Avdinon Le Shiva Zecher Le Mikdash, that we practice it 7 days as a commemoration of what was done in the Beis HaMikdash? I know we're going to sound a little repetitious, but just let's get this point very clear, that outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah commands us to do the Lulav only one day. In the Beis HaMikdash, the lulav was done min haTorah 7 days. Everyone knows that we practice lulav all 7 days, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason for that is as a commemoration of the Beis HaMikdash. With regard to the Arava, we seek to commemorate it only one day. Hence the Gemara's question, why the difference? And what's different about the Arava that we don't practice it 7 days as a commemoration of what, of the 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash? Omar Lei, Rabo answers, Hoyol v'odam yoytse yedei choyvosoy v'arava shebelulav. Rabo says that one fulfills the Arava commemoration through the Arava that is part of his lulav to begin with. Omale Abaye asks, Ahu mishum lulav hu deka ovid lei. The Arava that's in the lulav is because that's part of the mitzvah of lulav. V'chitema deka magbele v'hoder magbele. You might say, well, he picks up the lulav which is tied together with the Aravas, and he picks it up a second time for the purpose of commemorating the Arava. And then, in fact, we would be commemorating the Arava 7 days. The Gemara says that's not so. It's every day of Sukkot you see this, and you don't see anyone picking up the lulav twice. Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava. Now, we've noted this as a diamond, and we call it number 2, but we also call it Aleph, because a number of lines later, you'll see a second presentation of Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, and that we'll call 2 Bays. So he says, Lulav Doiraisu Avdinan Shiva Zecher Lemikdash Lulav, which is from the Torah, so we do 7 days. In commemorating that which was done in the Beis HaMikdash, Arava Derabonon, Lo Avdinon Lo Shiva Zecher LeMikdash, the Arava, which is merely rabbinic. So we don't practice 7 days of Arava for the purpose of commemorating that which was done in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara asks, and you see we have a long question and also some additional markings on the side under the Mivneh. These double underlines are Shlavim, these are stages, Levarer, Divrei Rebbe Zvid, the Rava, Rak, the Rabbanan. We're going to be questioning this point that Rebbe Zvid made, that Arava is only rabbinic. So the Gemara asks, Leman, according to whom are you claiming that Arava is only rabbinic? If according to the Tana Abba Shol Omar, but he said Arava Arve Nachal Ksiv, the Torah says Arve Nachal. The word Arve is Aravas in the plural, and the minimum plural is Shtayim, 2. Achas Lulav Achas LeMikdash. So the Torah itself is accounting for the Arava of the Beis HaMikdash. The Arava, there was one Arava is part of the. One of the references to Arava is part of the mitzvah of Lulav, where it's tied together with the Hadassim as well. And the other reference to Arava in this Pasuk, Arve Nachal, is a reference to the separate Arava that was practiced in the Beis HaMikdash. So you can't say that Arava de Rabbanan is according to Abba Shol when he sees an allusion to Arava in the Pasuk. E le Rabbanan, if not Abba Shol, but according to the other opinion, the opinion of the Rabbanan. Hilchaso Gemiri law. It's a halacha l'Moshe miSinai. It's an oral tradition going back to Mount Sinai, nothing to do with a rabbinic. The Yom Rav Asi, Yom Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya Ishbikas Beis Chorson. Rav Asi, quoting Rav Yochanan, who quotes Rav Nechunya, Esenatias, Arava, Venisa, Chamayim, Halacha, Lamosh, Misina. There are 3 separate halachas referred to over here. We don't have to spend time on the other 2, but you see we dashed, underlined Arava, and it is Halacha, Lamosh, Misinai, not Rabbanan. It's oral tradition from the giving, dating back to the time of the giving of the Torah. So Rav Zvid's answer in 2 Aleph is not accurate. Ela Omar Rav Zvid. Again, we're dealing with the question of why Lulav we do 7 days Zecher LeMikdash and Arava only 1. Ela Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava. Lulav de Islei Iker Min HaTorah Begvulin Avdinon La Shiva Zecher LeMikdash. The Lulav has a qualitative advantage over the Arava with regard to practices outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Lulav is practiced outside the Beis HaMikdash, albeit 1 day, but that is based on the Torah. Arava, with regard to outside the Beis HaMikdash, with regard to Gvulin, the Lesle Iker Min HaTorah, Big Gvulin, Arava does not have a basis outside the Beis HaMikdash from the Torah. Therefore, lo avdinon shiva zecher lemikdash. It's true that Arava has a Torah basis, but that's in the Beis HaMikdash only. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Torah basis for the Arava practice, for taking the Arava like we do on a Hoshana Rabba. There's no basis for that in the Torah. Therefore, there's no basis for that outside the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we don't practice it 7 days in commemoration of that which was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.